Welcome to the Humura Show. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. My name is Humura Ruth. I'm the host of the show. I hope your week was wonderful. And if it wasn't, please take it to the Lord in prayer. He has your back. And remember, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. In today's beauty episode, I'm going to be talking about nude lipsticks and giving you a mini tutorial on how to wear the perfect nude lipstick for your skin complexion. As with everything else when it comes to makeup, I like to believe that when you know what your skin looks like, when you know what your skin needs and requires, it's much easier for you to pick out the right kind of product to work with it and make it look beautiful and gorgeous. Same as with picking out a perfect nude lipstick. Sorry about that. So the first thing that we need to know before you get your perfect nude lipstick is your skin's undertone. I always emphasize this. I've done an episode on undertones when I was talking about how to pick out the right MAC foundations. You can still scroll through this podcast channel and you'll be able to find it. So there are three basic undertones. You have cool undertones, you have warm undertones, and we have neutral undertones. Undertones is just the undertone of your skin. I don't know if that makes sense, but you can go back to that podcast. I really explained it. So if the veins, you basically can tell it through looking at the way jewelry reflects or looks on your skin, or through the veins. Let me teach you the one of the veins. What you do is you get your wrist, put it out in the light, and look at the veins through your wrist. If the veins underneath the skin on your wrist tend to appear greenish, then you're probably warm undertoned, or somebody could call you yellow undertoned or olive undertoned. And if the veins underneath your skin on your wrist appear blue, you are cool undertoned. And if you're a bit confused, if they look a bit green and a bit blue, you're probably a neutral undertone. If you feel like your skin isn't clear-cut warm, or it's not clear-cut cool, like you're not too gold and then you're not too pink, then you're neutral undertoned. People with cool undertones, you'd think of supermodel Alec Wek. Should look for her. Her name is spelled as Alekwek. Then there's also Nima Tang. Nima Tang is a beauty influencer. She would be the perfect person for you to understand. If you're looking at people with neutral undertone, you have somebody like Kerry Washington. Those people look good with both silver and gold jewelry. If you're looking at for people with warm undertones, you'd look at Anita Fabiola. That's from Uganda. Beyonce as well. Those are warm undertones. So get your undertone right, and then you can pick out the perfect nude lipstick. If you're cool undertoned, like we said before, avoid warm browns and instead go in for nude lipsticks with shades like chocolate, cocoa browns. Those ones will literally work so beautifully on your skin. Remember, if you go too cool on your nude lipstick, it's going to wash out your complexion. And if you go too warm, it's like wearing a wrong foundation on your skin this time. So be very careful about that. And if you have a neutral skin, you want to go and get beige or coral brown nude lipsticks. If you have warm skin, you get honey colored like lipsticks, golden colored like lipsticks, caramel colored like lipsticks, and beige lipsticks. Remember, avoid going too lighter than your undertone to avoid getting yourself washed out. When it comes to texture, creamy formulas are way better, because creamy formulas give your lips some texture and they make them appear glossier. And when you get some texture in your lips, it doesn't make your lips look like this. It's just one whole face of color, of one color, because with a nude lipstick you're trying to appear like you're not wearing makeup, but then actually you are organized and wearing makeup. Do you get what I'm saying? So don't get a color that's going to just completely flat out wash your face. You just look like, if you're warm, just one yellow face, or if you're cool, just one cool face. You want to give texture, you want to give depth. So get a creamier formula. Creamier formulas are really good because of that. However, personally, I advise, if you're picking out a nude lipstick, don't just go online and say, "Oh, this shade looks nice for me. All that shade looks nice for me." It's one of those things you really want to enter a store and try it out on the back of your hand and see whether it actually works. It's like foundation. Unless you've bought a foundation before and worn it, you shouldn't really just sit and order online. Go to the store and do it yourself. The just undertone bits that I just talked about is just to give you an idea, but it may not actually be the perfect 100% thing that you need to follow. So go to the store and pick out a lipstick for you. However, when it comes to formulas, like I said before, creamier formula is better. It's going to make your lips look supple, it's going to make them look healthy, and it will just take it to the next level. And if you want to make them look a little bit more moisturized, add a lip gloss on top of your nude lipstick. Personally, this is how I do it. I even wrote a whole blog post on my perfect nude lipstick. It's on zhumura.wordpress.com. Personally, what I do is I get a dark coffee brown pencil. I am very warm toned. Okay, not very warm toned. I'm just warm toned when it comes to undertones. So I get a coffee brown pencil. I have a darker upper lip, and I have my lower lip is darker on the outside, but then I have a pinkish kind of base that shows to the world. So I get a coffee brown pencil and line my lips first. I perfectly line them. I even draw out my Cupid's bow, perfectly. And then I blend out that pencil down to the inner lip. I don't put out too much, but then I blend it out very well. That blending out will help you create an ombre if you like. And then it also won't sit very harshly on your lips. And what a lip liner does, it just helps your lipstick last longer and it makes your lips more defined. If you have smaller lips, you can overline. That's when you get the, you know, plumper lip effect. But I don't have small lips. I naturally have healthy, fuller lips, so I don't need to overline. Actually, sometimes I would want to underline. Not that they're big. But yes, so I just draw over my lips with that, and then I go in that pencil. I can get that lip liner pencil, that lip liner pen from any brand. Literally Kylie Cosmetics can do for me, any brand, even any makeup store. I can just pick that one off head. I don't know, it's just easy to find. And then for the inner lips, I use different shades. Now the last time in the post that I did, I used a soft muted pink lipstick from Power Cosmetics, and the shade is Obsessed. That was my shade. So what I did, I just got it. It's a liquid lipstick, and I put it on my inner lips. I actually had a makeup artist helping me out with that. She loved the Mua. Yes, and then we just had it patted into my lips, inner lips, and then I had to map that sound you make when you're patting your lips together for everything to blend out. And that was it. That's like a lip I can wear to work very quickly. It looks like my natural lips, but it isn't my natural lips. I'm just creating a good base. Another trick to create a perfect nude lipstick, if you don't want to do that because that's a bit too simple, too easy, is you first scrub your lips with a lip scrub, moisturize them perfectly. Then line them out. Always line your lips. Get a shade that's very close to your skin color. And the lip liner is going to help your lipstick stay longer. And if you want to make your lips pop even more, even though in a nude way, I advise that in a more nude way, I advise you to add concealer as a base. Now, I can get a lot of backlash for this one. Some people think it's wrong. Some people don't think it's wrong. But you see, when you even apply concealer on your eyelids, it creates a clean canvas for you to work on and for the colors to pop even more. So if you have a concealer in your skin's color, apply it and blend it out very well, and then line your lips. And then after lining your lips, get your perfect nude lipstick and apply it to the center of the lip, and then mump together. And if you want to take it to another level, you add a lip gloss on it. It will make it look moisturized and just healthy and supple and all that. Or you can also just moist scrub your lips, moisturize them, line them using a lip liner in your shade perfectly, and then contour your lips. Contouring your lips would add depth and will make them, if you just want to emphasize certain parts of your lips, like the outer corners of your lips, you can just contour just in the middle, because it will make this other side just a bit plumper, because the contour will add depth to just the center of the lips. Sometimes some people's lips don't have that. So you can do that, and then you add your lipstick on top, just nice and smooth. Remember, I just believe in creamy lipsticks when it comes to nude lipsticks, because nothing does it better than that. If you're using a matte lipstick, you have to be very careful, because matte nude lipsticks can tend to look so pasty, and they may just, they just can kind of look ashy when they dry and just pointless to me. So I would rather you use a creamy formula, because it's going to make you look supple, healthier and nice. And that's how you can get a perfect nude lipstick. Remember, when you're wearing a nude lipstick, always remember this, keep your makeup clean and nice, and then you can go heavy with the eyes, because you have a toned down lip. So if you have a nude lipstick, you can go in with a smoky eye that looks very beautiful, because you keep the attention up and then you keep your lips looking light. I love what Adele's makeup artist said. When he creates a nude lip, he wants to
you know, keep it toned down so that people pay attention to what's coming out of the mouth instead of what's on the mouth. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's why. But if you don't have a perfect nude lipstick, if you feel afraid, for me, I found my perfect nude lipstick from Black Opal Beauty, by the way. I found my perfect nude lipstick from Black Opal. I just line my lips and apply it. I don't know the name of the shade, but it's a warm brown with a little bit of gold sparkle to it. So I don't even need to add lip gloss. It just shines on its own. And you know, the interesting thing, when I go to class with it or when I go to work with it, everybody says, can I borrow your lipstick? Okay, not everybody, but my close friends. And then when they borrow it and wear it, it just looks so off on them. And they're like, how come it just works for you and doesn't work for me? But see, the trick is, it was meant for my undertone, it was meant for my skin and not their skin. That's something some people don't know. But anyway, if you can't get your hands on a nude lipstick, the next best thing is a transparent lip gloss. And what I love about lip gloss is that lip gloss can be universal and it can be a way to moisturize your lips while adding a bit of a shine. Sometimes I should agree that lip gloss can be a bit sticky on your lips and you're like, how do I drink from this glass of water with lip gloss on without having to stain my glass? It can be uncomfortable, but think of the beautiful side of it. You look really luscious and you look really good. In my class, there's this girl, she always does a perfect lip gloss. Everybody knows of her lip gloss. It's always spot on. I don't even know if she uses a lip liner with her lip gloss, because it's always in the lines are just so perfect on her lips and always looks nice. So her name is Daisy. So Daisy, if you've ever listened to this, you really rocked. Since lip glosses are universal and I can wear it, you can wear it, literally. Here's some of my favorite lip glosses. Revlon Super Lustrous The Gloss. It's scent-free, it's lightweight, and yet still gorgeously blinding. But there's also the Fenty Beauty Glass Bomb Universal Lip Luminizer. You don't have to say that entire name, but you can just say the Fenty Beauty Glass Bomb. It's formulated with shea butter to condition the skin underneath. Another one is Glossier's Lip Gloss. It's a hydrated plump lip gloss that everybody needs. You need hydration, go to Glossier. Then there's the Bobbi Brown Crystal Lip Gloss that withstands anything. You can literally stand in the heat and it will still remain there, run in the wind and it will still remain there. I'm not sure about my grammar there. But then there's also the ColourPop So Juicy Plumping Lip Gloss in the shade Princess Cut. Oh my god, it's so beautiful. There's also Lancome's Juicy Tubes Ultra Shiny Lip Gloss in Pure. There's also the e.l.f. Lip Liqueurs. Then there's also the Smashbox Glass Angels, and then lastly the MAC Clear Lip Gloss. All those are some of my favorite lip glosses. I don't own all of them right now, but I can testify they are bomb, fabulously bomb. So you can try them out. I would give you a list of perfect nude lipsticks, but see, there's so many different skin tones under there, so many different undertones under there, so many different people out there, so it may not be the most accurate or best thing. Personally, right now, I use the Black Opal Lip. It's a lipstick with no name. I don't know why, and it's sometimes hard to find in the Linton's Beauty World store, but it's a perfect shade for me. Once I get my hands on it, I stock up for the next 6 months. And then the other shade that works for me right now is the Par Cosmetics Lip. It's a liquid lippy in the shade Obsessed. That one I use it on my inner lip. And then I use Coffee Brown Lip Liner. That's basically it. I hope this tutorial helped you, and I hope you had a good time. To wrap up the show, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing great and fine. I got a question from somebody and they were asking me, why is it that my eyeshadow tends to crease when I wear it? So here's the answer. Anonymous, here's the answer. I think you don't have a proper base for your eyeshadow. Sometimes what I like to do is apply a good concealer as a base before I apply my eyeshadow. That way, the eyeshadow will stay well. And the thing is, you apply concealer and then you set your concealer. When you set your concealer, it doesn't budge, it doesn't smudge, it just stays in place. A very good concealer that will work for you, that will stay longer and just be perfect for you, no matter what brand you use, I think you should just look into that. Another thing is that you can use an eyeshadow base. There are eyeshadow bases out there. They're meant particularly for that job, to hold your eyeshadow in place while making it pop even more. I hope that helped you. Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can send me a message on +256 778 96 500 3, or get in touch with me on social media. It would be lovely to listen from you. My handles are @Humura_Ruth. That's for Instagram. Facebook is Zhumura. That's spelled as Z-E-E-H-U-M-U-R-A. Twitter at Humura Ruth. Humura is spelled as Humura. And my blog, zhumura.wordpress.com. See you.